Tuesday, the 13th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Last week, we celebrated World Read Aloud Day with that lovely story by a local South African writer, Stacey Frew. I want to read a very different kind of story today. It's a story, and I'll tell you a little bit about it that you can't see the pictures, but if you saw the pictures, you would immediately recognize the kind of story it is. This is a story that is about two sets of people who have been at war with each other, and they're divided from each other by a fence. And the one group of people are living in a place that's been bombed, and there are ruins all around, and the other group of people who clearly won the war are living in a place that's also been damaged by war but has recovered a little better, but they keep guarding the fence with tanks and armed forces. And you can see all of that on the first picture. So before you've even started to read the book, you kind of have a sense that this is a war-torn place that we're looking at. So the book is called A Child's Garden by Michael Forman. And I want, as we read it, I want us to think about the places in the world where war is a reality. There are places here in Africa. We can think about South Sudan, for instance, as a place that's had a lot of war and is still at war now. We can think about the Middle East. We can think about Russia and Ukraine. There are places in our world where there is war. I'll read you the story. A Child's Garden, A Story of Hope. The boy saw it after a night of rain. A speck of green in the rubble, peeping up towards the sunlight. He moved some broken bricks so that nothing would fall and crush the tiny plant. He didn't know what sort of a plant it was, a flower or a weed. He just knew that it would struggle to survive in the rubble. The boy searched and he found an old can which held a little rainwater. He brought it to the plant. "Drink up," he whispered. "Drink up." The sun was climbing in the sky, and the boy gave the plant shade with some old sacking and wire. The boy's world was a place of ruin and rubble, ringed by a fence of barbed wire. In the hot, dry summer, the air was thick with dust. Faraway hills shimmered in the haze. The boy knew that cool streams flowed in those hills. He used to go there with his father, but now the hills were on the wrong side of the wire. Over the weeks, he cared for his secret garden. Soon the green tendrils reached to the high barbed wire fence. Now the boy could tell. It was a vine. It was a grapevine. It spread along the fence and gave shade to its own tender roots, which in turn sent out more shoots. Butterflies and birds came, bringing seeds and pollen on their wings. And slowly a garden grew. It was no longer a secret. Friends came to sit in its shade, and it became a playground for the children. Then one day, soldiers came, and they destroyed everything. They threw the vine in a ditch on the other side of the wire. The boy thought that his heart would break. Winter came. The boy and his family shivered in the cold and the damp of their ruined house. Spring came late. After the first night of rain for weeks, the boy noticed green shoots all along the ditch. Some seeds from his vine must have survived the winter. He worried about the new shoots. He couldn't get close enough to water them. They were on the other side of the wire. Then one evening, he saw a little girl playing by the ditch. She had a bucket, and she was sprinkling water on the tiny plants. Each evening she returned. The boy hoped that the soldiers wouldn't notice. but they didn't seem to mind plants growing on their side of the fence. Then one day, the boy saw tiny specks of green peeping from the rubble where his garden had been. "Look," he yelled, "come and see. My vine has come back." He began collecting water and once more tended his garden. Soon it reached the wire, where it became entwined with the green tendrils from the little girl's side. The barbed wire disappeared under the leafy shade, and the new garden became home once more to birds and butterflies. "Let the soldiers return," thought the boy. Roots are deep, and seeds spread. One day the fence will disappear forever, and we will be able to walk again into the hills. Close your eyes. When we think about war, it's very easy to think that we need to defend one side or the other. And that's what some of the adults around us might do. But I want you to remember that all children are victims of war, irrespective of which side they are on. It means that all children are hurt by wars. And I want you to think now of one child. Imagine one child. Somewhere in the world, there is a child who is afraid, who is looking for hope in a war-torn country. This morning, our task is to ask God to bless that child, to enfold them in God's love, and to hold them. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.